Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Yep, it's Mike and Kim along with you, trying to share some good stuff.
Good thinking.
All right. First, a word from our sponsors, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board and Tri-State Livestock News. Today on The Good Stuff program, visit us here in Valentine. Check out all the things to do in Cherry County and the surrounding areas. Make your headquarters right here in Valentine because they have over 300 motel rooms, several Airbnbs, lots of camping spots. So bring your tent, bring your camper, whatever you might have. Check things out under the dark skies at Merritt Reservoir and home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up late July. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
Grab your hat, because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It is what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
A little story about a husband and a wife today to start off the good stuff. So it's called Talking in Your Sleep. So a wife and a husband both talked in their sleep. She loved auctions. His hobby was golf. The other night, during a deep sleep, the man yelled, "Four!" His wife, also in a deep sleep and not missing a beat, yelled back, "$4.50."
I like that.
After starting a new diet, I altered my drive to work to avoid passing my favorite bakery. I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and as I approached, there in the window were a host of goodies. I felt this was no accident, so I prayed, "Lord, it's up to you. If you want me to have any of those delicious goodies, create a parking space for me directly in front of the bakery." And sure enough, on the eighth time around the block, there it was. God is so good. Kim, what are you going to share today?
Well, this is from Shirley Schumann from Crookston, Nebraska, and she just sends in some amazing things. This is, "Do you know your hymns?" So, did you know the dentist has a hymn?
I do not.
"Crown Him with Many Crowns."
Okay.
Okay. What about the weatherman's hymn?
I don't know.
"There shall be showers of blessings."
Okay. Makes sense.
There you go. Contractor's hymn. Did you know about that one?
I did not.
"The church is one foundation." There's also the tailor's hymn. "Holy, holy, holy." And, of course, we can't leave out the golfers. "There's a green hill far away."
And it gets further and further away sometimes.
The politician's hymn, "Standing on the Promises." The optometrist's hymn, "Open My Eyes That I Might See." The IRS agent's hymn, "I Surrender All." We also have the gossip's hymn, "Pass It On." And the electrician's hymn, "Send the Light." The shopper's hymn, "Sweet By and By." The realtor's hymn, "I've Got a Mansion Just Over the Hilltop." Just a couple more of those. The massage therapist's hymn, "He Touched Me." And of course, let's wrap it up with the doctor's hymn, "The Great Physician." Again, sent by Shirley Schumann. Thank you so much.
So Father's Day will be coming up here in a couple of weeks or less, maybe. So this is from, its author is unknown, but it's called "Grandfathers Are Fathers Who Are Grand." Grandfathers are fathers who are grand, restoring the sense that our most precious things are those that do not change much over time. No love of childhood is more sublime, demanding little, giving on demand, far more inclined than most to grant the wings allowing us to reach enchanted lands. Though grandfathers must serve as second fathers, helping out with young and restless hearts, each has all the patience the wisdom brings, remembering our passions more than others, soothing us with old and well-honed arts. Author unknown, grandfathers are fathers who are grand.
That is extremely perfect timing, Mike, as Father's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Is it that quick?
It is. So everybody remember, honor your fathers. Let's give you some wisdom before we wrap it up today. A lush carpet of pine needles or spongy grass is more welcome than the most luxurious Persian rug.
Okay, I'll buy that.
I like that. Reject your sense of injury and the injury itself disappears.
Oh, good advice.
Well, I think that works unless your leg is broken.
Well, yeah, some things you can't fix.
That's true. The easiest way to find something lost around the house is to buy a replacement.
That's right. It'll show up immediately. Speaking of showing up immediately, you know, if you send us something to kimhburge@gmail.com and email that off, we'll get it almost immediately, and then maybe we'll get it to you on the good stuff.